Not all labor has taken place in the nation's factories. Some very important work has been done in the home, and that ought to be recognized this week as well. Toward that end, Talking History regular Kelly Shrum is here to tell you about a home economics archive containing books and journals documenting the rise of home economics from 1850 to 1925. Shrum is the assistant director of the Center for History and New Media at George Mason University.
An 1833 guide to the duties of children warns against the slippery slope of adolescent disobedience. This wicked girl was once a playful child, innocent and happy. At first she ventured to disobey in some trifling things. She went on from bad to worse. If you begin as she began, by trifling disobedience and little acts of unkindness, you may soon be as wicked as she, and make your parents as unhappy as is her poor broken-hearted mother. This site offers books and journals related to the science of home economics. Its goal is to document the rise of home economics to a profession beginning in the middle of the 19th century, and to promote the study of home economics in the academic mainstream. Primarily focused on the years from 1850 through 1925, the site contains digitized texts of 934 books and 218 journal volumes, totaling almost 400,000 pages. Pages may be viewed as images or as text. Visitors may use the search engine, look through the subject index, or browse alphabetically by author, title, or year of publication. Subjects include childcare, clothing and textiles, housekeeping and etiquette, hygiene, and retail and consumer studies. Each subject entry includes a 500-word essay, two or three images, a detailed bibliography available as a PDF file, and a list of possible subtopics. This is an outstanding site full of primary sources and a great resource for researchers, students, and teachers. To locate this site, visit historymatters.gmu.edu and type home economics into the keyword search.
I just found a woman. She ain't nothing for looks. But out in the kitchen, she tends to business and cooks. Talking about soul food. Plenty of good soul food. It needs to.
Everything is tasty, I believe in letting you know. A lot of ladies think a little romance, that'll really be all you need. You eat your cookies, you take a chance.
Don't feed me whiskey, gin, and wine. Cook me dinner.
Cook and serve me something tasty to chew. And maybe I realize that all I'm really longing for is you. My, what a delicious looking pudding. Let me have a little bite. My, you really taking care of business tonight. Really got the pots on this evening. What a meal, what a meal.